You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you. I gotta say, I thought I'd be basketballed out, okay? Not for the tournament. And I stumbled on that Bucks game. Did you see the end of that Bucks?
Oh, yes, I did.
Like one of their biggest comebacks in history. 26 points down with like 9 minutes to go.
Oh, wow.
It was like unbelievable.
It's like somebody flipped a switch. They were on fire.
Weirdest thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Home?
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool. Great for the fans.
Wow, was that something. Okay, I let me just say one thing. And Brian, I know you're listening, and please don't take this personal, Brian. I'm just talking about the big-time college coaches on the national spotlight. Can I just say one thing? So I saw a guy, not an ESPN, but one of the guys went off a little bit today, too. But, okay, in the finals game the other night, you know how many fouls were called in the first half?
I don't know.
Take a guess.
I don't think a lot.
Four.
Yeah.
You know how many were called in the second half?
At the end of the game?
Just the whole second half.
9?
26.
Really?
Yeah. Do you see my point?
Yeah.
About how games, I hate it.
I know there's, make whatever calls
you want to call. But if you're going to make that call or not make that call in the first half, please don't do it in the second half. Because the guys have acclimated themselves to how the game is being called. The coaches have acclimated themselves. I don't know.
The players, right?
Everybody. It's like, this is how we played all first half. There were no fouls. Second half, it went from 4 to 26. And I didn't see anything that changed with what the players were doing on the court. That's the part that upsets me, when they're not consistent.
Wow.
I don't care if you make bad calls.
I mean, that's a lot.
Calls all game, and then people can adjust and say, okay, I know
they're calling it tight.
He's going to call that.
Yeah.
But don't change it on the kids at halftime.
Wow.
I don't understand that. And that's what I was talking about, where the Badgers got so hosed against Duke that year. You know what I mean? Brian says, obviously they got more tired and sloppy in the second half. You're talking about the refs, right, Brian?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's a lot. Wow.
So anyway, I mean, that call over the back would not have been called in the first half. Not at all. I mean, we could go through the tape and I could show guys being taken down on rebounds and stuff like that in the first half. In the second half, they called them all. I just don't understand that.
Do they get together at halftime like the teams do?
Well, I will say this. It's funny you'd say that, because the guy even mentioned, he said, you know what, I wonder, you know, when the coach is going to the locker room, first thing the student manager or somebody gives him is a stat sheet. Mm-hmm. And say, we only got 4 round rebounds. We got to get more rebounds. And he said, I wonder if the refs do that. It's like, we've only called 4 fouls. Right. That doesn't look good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Do they do that? Do they do that?
I ain't saying they do. I ain't saying they don't.
Yeah.
Just saying my piece.
That is
I'd love to discuss it with somebody. I'd argue it, whatever you want to do. But I'm just saying, as a guy that has seen 8 million college basketball games.
Yeah.
And you don't really see it as much in others. Like, see, NBA, pretty much the way high school. I don't know why it is on the big stage in college basketball. These refs feel like they have to take center stage somehow. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
No. I've seen it time and time and time. Anybody out there that follows college basketball religiously, I don't want to say religiously, but as closely as I do, and I have for 40, now almost 50 years, tell me if you've seen this
or not.
Sounding
old, John.
Huh?
Sounding old.
Well, you want me to tell you about 1974 game between...
No, that's right.
You sure?
Come on. Yeah, that's a long time to follow it, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's...
Because I remember the day Notre Dame ended UCLA's like 78-game win streak or something. It was the same day I won that football throwing contest at the March of Dimes telethon at the Ishpeming Mall with Jerry Tagge, Rich McGeorge, and Charlie Sanders.
How do you remember this stuff?
Well, everybody does.
Can I tell you what? I remember we had a basketball game that night. And I didn't. I was a junior on the great team, number three in the state at the time, or whatever. So I didn't play much. But I got in late in the game, and I'll never forget. The ball went out of bounds, and I was gonna give it. And the ref was way down court. And he said, "What? He wanted the ball." Well, I thought I'd throw it, show off my arm. I'll never forget this. And I threw it like 10 feet over his head. It bounced against the wall and came back at him. Uh-huh. He went like this, like he's about to give me a technical. But I went like this. Literally, I go, that's exactly what I did.
I had that strength.
I'll never forget those. He ticked at me. So that all happened on one day. Hmm. So have I been following college basketball religiously for 50 years?
True. That is.
Yes.
Wow.
Duck Williams hit a huge shot for Notre Dame. Notre Dame had a great shot. Bill Laimbeer was on that team.
Of course. Well, everybody knows that.
Now, I know that. Billy Hanslick from Janesville Craig.
Just let us finish your sentence.
Bruce Flowers.
Jeez, you don't let us come up for air. I mean, geez, we, Todd and I could just, you know.
Orlando Woolrich.
Yeah. We could throw some stats out there. We just never get a chance.
Have I been following college basketball religiously? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So I can talk credibly about that aspect.
This is funny.
Yeah.
Don't peek. What are the frequencies of the radio station? Yeah. Brian says.
1590.
Yeah.
And 1100.
Yeah.
Even.
Yeah.
There
right?
you go. Okay.
Yeah.
The other ones, that doesn't count.
Yeah. Yeah. Good one, Brian.
I always get one thing mixed up. 99.7 or 97.9?
97.9.
I get that one mixed up all the time. When people ask me, I have to take up my wallet and look for see what it says on there.
Hey, when I got here,
98.90.
There you go.
Yep.
No, you got that. Oh, yeah. I was looking at the middle one.
Okay.
What were you going to say, Jim?
I said when I got here this morning, I was, you know how we do that? We're doing that draft contest right now with those 10 breweries.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy that was in yesterday. But what we have to do is do a contest for supper clubs, you and me. Last night.
That'd be a lot of eating.
And I'm okay with that.
That would be like constant 8,000 calorie meals.
Well, if we did
a day.
Oh, man. Because I just even locally here, though, but I went to Rivers Bend last night. I haven't been there in a while.
I'll tell you what, you want to talk about, I know they've had different owners or different start and go. That is still like a go-to place, and you're not going to walk away disappointed.
No.
Totally agree.
Todd, some friends were in from Atlanta, and they wanted to go to a supper club, and we didn't want to drive too far. It's like, we'll go to Rivers Bend. And it was great.
Totally
agree. I bet you I haven't been there. I don't know.
Still got the old school feel.
But salad bar?
A great old school feel.
Liver and onions?
Yeah.
Would you like bacon or not? Well, of course.
Is that really a question?
Kind of, exactly.
Do you judge the people that say no? Do you say,
has anyone ever said no?
Do you say, I'm sorry, what's wrong?
That we're with, what would you like to drink? Old fashioned.
Of course.
Old fashioned. And then the press, and I told them about that video that you and I made.
Not mulching. I would say mulching.
No, the, you know, where you put the sugar cubes in and,
muddling.
Muddling. Yeah. So we talked about that video, and it was, it was fun. So
that was a lot of fun.
That was just a fun night there. And the service is great, and it's not, it's priced right too. It's not crazy.
No, absolutely. No question. Good service, good whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zero problems with that place. That one's been like 50 years, hasn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
That's kind of Green Bay, though.
Is Green Bay.
See people there that.
The river's right out. Duck Creek is right outside the window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ducks in there. So anyways.
Love it. So, and you know, when you park there, you can also go had been the VFW for a lot of years, and you had to be a member. It's now the Duck Creek Pub, and they host the VFW events.
Right.
And that is right in the same. They share a parking lot, basically. Mm-hmm. You can go over there. And you can get some, I'll give you some advice, folks, either pre-dinner or post. Go there and ask for Johnny Juice.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll have the best drink you'll ever have. So, I'm just saying.
That way we had a great time. You're out of there and
it'll be the most pale orange juice you've ever drank.
And probably the most expensive orange juice. Right?
I got to tell you, man, you know what I drink every morning now? And, it's good and it fills you up. The best is protein powder, and I mix it with just not juice. I use a concentrate. You know, I always fill up a. I just use tap water for my juice type things, and I use the little things that you know, the little Tang things. Okay,
right.
So you don't even have to blend it. I don't like using my blender at like 4 in the morning type of thing, or with ice. I mean, that I heard somebody else use it one day, and it sounded like somebody's using a leaf blower.
That is loud.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
So I don't do that. So you can just mix it up or shake it or whatever. But I'm telling you, like, whatever flavor you get, like Tang or whatever, and buy that protein powder. And it's, I want to say it's like 50 grams of protein or something. But the best thing for it, it fills you up so much for so long. It's almost like a powder form of the Ozempic or Zempia or whatever type stuff.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I had liver and onions this morning.
That's good, though, too.
Did you? I did.
Liver is loaded with
it
protein.
That is.
Yeah, loaded.
I didn't need to finish it last night. So.
And I know you were giving me crap yesterday because I'm eating. Actually, another thing I had last night, I had two grilled tilapia. That's not a bad fish. It's loaded with good stuff. It's just it's an inexpensive fish because it's all farm raised.
That's farm raised?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
not
well,
if it's
then
wild.
I think it's okay, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think you told me that, but all right. Well,
I don't think I knew that.
Okay.
But you know what's good about it? It doesn't have a lot of taste. It has a little good taste. It doesn't have that fish smell when you cook it.
No, okay.
But it's the type of thing you can, like, I'm trying to look for some recipes to add to it. Because it won't overwhelm any, like, with real salmon on the grill. It's like, you pretty much just want that.
That's all
flavor.
You want. Right? A little lemon, maybe?
Yeah. But this, you know, you're looking for something else. So I was just, do you know anything else for fish to put on? Because I don't want to do tartar sauce and, you know.
Well, don't just Google. Oh, there's so much on there for
tilapia.
I know.
Some of them are pretty exciting. You know, it's one of those things. I'm going to buy six things I'm going to use twice.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. But no, like enhancers for anything.
That's what I'm looking for.
Oh, yeah. There's so much on there. I do that a lot. Because it's like chicken. It's like, okay, come on. What else? But boy, there's a lot on there for that. Lamb.
Yeah.
Beef. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pork.
Right. Yeah.
But anyway, I want to get back to that supper club thing. I want to do that. I want to talk to Pete about it. Maybe we can get a little contest going.
Have you talked to your trainer about this?
No, he's not. He's gonna have to be in the loop on that. He's working right now. He didn't listen to us when he's working.
I don't want her to feel like a disappointment.
So now do you have a guy as a trainer?
I followed everything you told me to do, and I've been eating really good.
Yeah, no, I went back to the guy. Remember, he was here.
Yeah.
So anyway, no, it's. But I.
You've had more trainers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like every 6 months he cycles.
Hey, Hannah,
this isn't working. I need somebody else.
Yeah. That's true. That is.
Let's move on.
It's just not working. It's just not working.
It's all your fault.
Marty made some good homemade pizza this week. Yeah. I ate the whole thing. All weekend long. Your trainer. Well. Yeah. Did you do what I said? Yes. I'm not seeing the results I want.
It's your fault.
That's your fault. Give me a shot. All right, guys, send a quick break. Man, do we have a lineup for you?
Yes,
Andy Brady, Verizon's market president, partnership with the Packers. TJ Sorensen, that may be TJ or one of his folks from Sleep in Heavenly Peace. That is a great organization. Yeah. Ben and Deanna Malcor, crazy times for the real estate market right now, which is great. Tori Wittenbrock, headlines with the Press Times. That's always fun. And Terry Barr, Slice of Wisconsin. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. Bring me down, I said.
Welcome back on a Wednesday morning. Who is this? Is that Bruno Mars?
No, it's no. Pharrell.
This is
Pharrell.
Pharrell.
Oh, yeah. He's the guy who used to wear the big bush hat.
Did he?
Didn't he? Didn't he always wear the almost like the World War I type hat?
I think I've seen him do that. Yes. Yep. Yes.
That is I used to use that at my State of the City because we had to keep, you know, mojo going. That's a great
that
song.
That song?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's that old?
Wow. Oh, come on.
I mean, you haven't been mayor for a number of years, right? When was your...
5.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you how old song is. He was in the last episode of Entourage, which was 2012, I believe.
Okay. I was there from 2003 to 2019.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I just didn't realize it's like 2014, 2013.
Right.
Yeah. We apologize, Jim. It's just such a quiet era politically.
Okay. Right. Like, oh, here. Let's go to the phone line, John.
He's upset that you know all of the basketball players, right? Yeah. But we can't remember when he was in office. Yeah, sorry, Jim. That
was that you? All right, today is, it's 33 degrees in Green Bay, 32 in Appleton, 32 in Oshkosh.
And we're on a trend. Did you see
it? Yeah, everyone's going up.
Like
that looks 60 great.
On Sunday.
Yep. That looked fantastic. It is Unicorn Day, all right? It is International Day of Pink, which is that Women's Breast Cancer Day?
Nope, just in general.
Just in general, yep. Okay. I can honestly say, other than wearing things to honor Breast Cancer Day with different events, I've never worn anything pink. You know, some guys wear pink golf shirts, and they can pull it off. I can't pull off pink.
Oh, I got really?
Yeah,
I
can't.
A couple pink shirts.
I can't pull off pink.
So my thought process is you have to have a little something to pull that off.
I agree.
I think you got to be very manly to pull off pink.
But
in my
mind.
That? I know.
I got pink shirts.
Give me a bell.
Yeah, okay, you got it. I almost missed that.
Prisoner of War Recognition Day. I'm going to talk about that a little bit real quick here. I was honored to speak once again yesterday at the, right where you used to hold your meetings, I think, right?
City Council Chambers.
Council Chambers yesterday. A great event that the Denmark American Legion puts on, where what they do is take some of the top civil kids that are really, really interested in civil affairs,
right.
You know, civic affairs and all these kind of things.
Those are good kids.
From all different schools all throughout Northeast Wisconsin, and they bring them together for a one-day seminar at the courthouse.
Civics.
Or at the city, city hall, civics. And they had all different speakers. And David Lissay, the DA, was going to be speaking for me. I think he spoke right after me. But I could show you. I should have brought down my computer. I'm going to have to get it. Show you the list of all the speakers.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's a one day of all the elements of local government altogether, which was really cool. But what I did for my speech, what I try to talk to these kids about is, you know, when you see the movies, you read these national books or even national news, and you see about these guys who did, you know, and women, you know, these people who serve their country, you know, in very, very, you know, vital fashion. I asked each one of them, or about six of them, what their hometown was.
Mm-hmm.
And I would relate somebody from my books from their hometown
mm-hmm.
and tell a story. And somebody mentioned they're from Pulaski. And I said, you know, Cy Karch.
Nice.
And they're like, oh, my God, of course. You know, I said, you know, he's a prisoner of war for 3 years. It's like, no. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And what I tried to get across
is real. Mm-hmm.
These guys, and then somebody was from, Cato, Manitowoc County.
Yeah.
Okay? And I talked about Lester Ruzick, who was a prisoner of war of the Japanese for 4 years. And they came back, and, you know, society in those days, like I said, the doctors, they didn't know the term post-traumatic stress. But these guys went through horrific, horrific things. And doctors back then would just say, well, you got a case of nerves. What kind of cigarettes are you smoking? Oh, you shouldn't do it. Try Chesterfields. They're more soothing. They'll calm you down. Or have a few drinks before dinner. That was the therapy they gave to these poor guys.
Yeah.
And what I try to get across is they're not the John Waynes of the world. They're small town teenagers.
Yeah.
That not much older than these kids sitting right here.
Yeah.
And 2 years later, they're prisoners of war of the Japanese and of the Germans.
Mm.
So much respect for those people. And don't even get me started, my Vietnam prisoner of war guys.
Yeah.
What they went through is beyond humanity. So for today being prisoner of war recognition day, very important day. If you got anybody from your community or even Northeast Wisconsin, find a way to honor them. I mean, if you know where their grave is or their family or something, let them know. Recognize this day. This is a very, very, very important day, Prisoner of War Appreciation Day in our country. It's also Education and Sharing Day. Todd?
Yeah?
Tell me more about that.
Well,
sharing what?
Information,
okay.
Right? Smarts, that
right.
Whole thing.
Love it. All right. Keisha Knight from Cosby,
yep.
46. If all the Cosby kids got together to write a book, wouldn't that be interesting?
What would the book be about?
But, I mean, if they really came clean, see how dark he really was, if they knew, like, whoa. He's...
Like if there were
signs.
Or rumors, right?
Yeah.
And they just, like.
Okay, let me ask you something. When he was here and you worked his show, right?
Yes.
And he say, hey, you know, guy waitresses that want to, you know.
He left right away.
Get an autograph?
No, he at his own plane. He just went right to Chicago after the show because he wanted to. There's more, what activity? What would the word be? More dancing, more
Okay.
Nightlife.
So no. He still had to party, even though doing a show up here, he just couldn't even spend the night.
Yep.
All right. Can't imagine what he did when he was up in Marquette. I told you, he sat there for like 10 minutes smoking a cigar on stage. Yeah. And everybody's like, he finally goes, where am I? where am I?
Oh, but, man.
But he was good. Oh, God, but we funny. Had him on Murphy's show one day, and he went, I bet, 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it
yeah,
was, he
funny.
Wouldn't stop talking.
He's hilarious.
And you know, on, back in the days with Duke with the commercials, you don't miss a spot. But yep. I want to say we went clean through for 40 minutes with Bill Cosby just talking. Kind of rambling, but it's like, it's still Bill Cosby on our show.
Listen, you just step back and let him know,
that's
right?
what we did.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He. I know, just had a dark side. But yeah. I don't know how many people knew. You know
Nobody,
that?
Did they?
I don't know. When you said that you want the Cosby actors and actresses to write a book, did they know? You know, that would be interesting because it was weird what he did. You know what I mean?
Enough to put him in prison for life.
Well, no, he's out now, but he...
No, but I mean, he was... You
he
know
could have
I mean?
Been.
He was
right,
convicted.
It's a tough
yeah.
Yes.
So, Cynthia Nixon from Sex and the City.
Correct.
Dennis Quaid is 71. He
not was, the crazy Quaid.
No, Randy Quaid.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dennis, he's a great actor.
Yeah.
I liked him. First, it's funny though, I was watching him in something the other night, and it's like, wow, he got old. Cause I remember the movie, first movie he was in, Breaking Away. Do you remember that? About those kids that lived in Bloomington, Indiana, and they were called the Townies, and they had the big bike race against the frats.
No.
You remember that?
No. Nope.
She's going on and he's rambling because he doesn't want to read the text.
Okay, the text. Mino, yesterday you had a brat and several slices of quiche. How's that protein powder going? Michael, wow.
Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. To cover the cost of needed additional staffing, the City of Green Bay is considering doubling the hourly and daily fees at downtown parking ramps during the NFL draft later this month. The City Council will vote on the proposal in their April 15th meeting. The merger of two national mobile carriers is resulting in layoffs across the country and right here in Wisconsin. Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska has more.
U.S. Cellular is planning to lay off thousands of employees across the country, impacting workers here in Wisconsin. The company is being acquired by T-Mobile. According to a filing with state governments notifying them of the mass layoff, workers will be let go beginning June 2nd. The company plans to offer most of the affected workers similar jobs with T-Mobile. In Wisconsin, 44 locations are impacted, mostly retail stores, as well as the company's engineering hub in Brookfield. About 4,100 workers are affected nationally.
Workers affected closer to home include those at U.S. Cellular locations in Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh, De Pere, Manitowoc, and others across the state of Wisconsin. It's Severe Weather Awareness Week in Wisconsin. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us why.
Wisconsin averages about 23 tornadoes every year, and 45 of them tore through our state last year. This made it the third most active season ever, with an outbreak of 18 twisters on May 21st, putting the month's total at 22. And severe weather season is about to spark, so you need to have a plan. Make it now with your family and even friends. On Thursday at 1:45 p.m. and 6:45, sirens will sound. Practice the plan. Muscle memory will save you in stressful situations when you need to act fast. And while you're at it, gather an emergency bag together too. Include things like shoes, a change of clothes, meds, water, snacks, flashlight, and even a battery bank.
I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Wednesday morning, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS, and of course, the Civic Media app, along with 1100 AM and 1590 AM.
Very nice.
There you go.
How you think of that one, Brian?
Just very smooth.
Brian, did you hear that one? By the way, I got a text here from Brian. It says, more trainers than assistants to the mayor in Jim's life. Brian.
That's kind of true, though. Kind of true.
Yeah, I would say the ratio for the time span.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Brian. Thank you very much,
Brian. Appreciate that. Yeah.
I think it was 11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just showed you a video of something just so bizarre. Oh, we got a phone call?
Yeah,
let's
do that.
Our man, that's Andy?
That's
you got Andy there.
Yeah.
Andy Brady, Andy. Verizon. Good morning. Man. Welcome to Mine on the Mayor.
Great morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Phenomenal. How are you?
Andy, this is this is big news. This is great news.
We've been waiting to share this great news with you guys, all the listeners, and everyone in the state of Wisconsin. We got an opportunity to do it yesterday.
Well, we love you guys. We sure enjoyed your Super Bowl event that you had. Many of us participated in that. Now you guys are, a five-year deal we got going with Verizon and the community and the Green Bay Packers?
Well, it's a long-lasting deal with the community. We are there to stay. But with the Packers themselves, yeah, we've got a multi-year deal. We announced it yesterday. Mark Murphy and I announced it yesterday to the public. That really solidifies why we want to be around the community. You know, you guys, the Packers themselves, one of the founding fathers of the NFL, and Verizon, the largest and best carrier in the state of Wisconsin, it just makes sense to do more stuff together. We're also obviously sponsoring the NFL, and then with the NFL draft coming, it made a whole lot of sense to spend a little more time in Green Bay, a little bit more money in Green Bay, and a lot more of our love to the Green Bay Packers.
Well, not only that, but let's talk a little bit about what you're doing for veterans.
Yeah, thanks. So, look, we're... I'm a huge proponent of helping those who helped create the life that we live. And certainly, you know, if we think about we get the opportunity to listen to your show. We get the opportunity to watch a football game. We get the opportunity to live our lives because of people who, frankly, sometimes gave their lives. But in this case, what we're doing is we're over the next 2 years, starting with $1 million for the NFL draft, we are paying off veteran debt in the state of Wisconsin, all on medical bills. So think of this. There's about today in the Green Bay area, there's about $4.8 million in medical debt that veterans are carrying right now that unfortunately some of them can't pay for. So what we're doing is starting, again, as I mentioned yesterday, we're paying off $1 million in random acts of kindness. We work with a company called ForgiveCo. What they effectively do, they send a letter to these men and women that basically say that we're paying off your debt. It is a real letter. If you're a veteran and you're hearing this show and you get one, it is a real letter, and we really did just pay off your debt. There is no hooks. There's no secret other options that are out there. We're just doing it because it's the right thing to do. We also will then go into the following 2 years with the Packers, and for every win they have, we'll pay off another $100,000 per win, up to $1 million each and every year. So if they win 10 games, then great. We got $1 million. If they don't win 10 games, we're still going to pay $1 million. If they win more than 10, then we'll see what we can do to add more to the pot. But I think it's a great opportunity for us to help those men and women who, frankly, again, need it. You know, there's those stresses in life. If you think about debt, it's one of the biggest stressors you have. And these men and women who helped, freedom in our country, they don't need to have that debt if we can afford it. So that's what we're doing.
We're with Andy Brady, Verizon's marketing president, talked about partnership with the Packers and helping out veterans at the same time.
Oh, yeah, Andy, that is huge what you're doing for the veterans. I work at a homeless shelter, and medical bills is one of the things that can put people in homeless. It can drive them in there, these medical bills. And when I read that yesterday, I thought, man, that is awesome. The other thing, though, I think that I just want to say as someone who attends the games, you know, we cheer so loud when we score. The other thing I think there was a big cheer for was that you're enhancing the cell service around the field. I think we need that.
Let me tell you, it is a life's work, gentlemen. I'll tell you, we've put a lot of money already in. We've always been... Mm-hmm. Providing cellular services for Lambeau. And of course, we've got customers all across Green Bay and across the great state of Wisconsin. But with the NFL draft coming and then with our announcement with the Packers, we had to add a little to the network. So we added five new cell towers, six new small cells. We added all a bunch of new and improved products inside the Lambeau Field, inside the Resch Center. By the way, we spent $21.5 million for the NFL draft for coverage. That stays. So the great news about Green Bay is we built this. We probably overbuilt it. We built it so well. But this stays past the draft forever. And that's the commitment we have back to the community and the people of Green Bay. And certainly all of you guys who are rooting on the pack every Sunday.
Oh, that's awesome. So we get to enjoy that. So you kind of built it all out, and it's going to stick around, and we can use it for every game going forward, or every time we're there going forward.
The only thing that leaves is the stage, and other than that, everything else stays.
Hey, Andy, talk a little bit about the deck that you built, or the Verizon,
Verizon deck, I think.
Is that what it's called, the deck?
The Loft.
The Loft. Okay.
Well, you know, you probably won't go you can go in there in September and October, but it really it's a huge benefit when it starts getting even colder. But it's a 6,000-square-foot loft inside Lambeau Field, temperature-controlled. Of course, all the libations and spotted cow beer or whatever you're drinking there. But gives you an opportunity to enjoy the game in the Verizon and the comforts of the Verizon loft, and charge your phone if you need to. But at the end of the day, it's a great opportunity that the Packers and Verizon came up with. It's a cool part of the stadium at the end of the day.
That's awesome, man. What are exciting parts for you, Andy? I mean, you're getting involved with a lot of big type things as a marketing director, marketing president, but this is, you know, there's some great things happening in Milwaukee and Madison, whatever, but wow, we got a world stage coming up here, don't we?
I don't think you guys quite realize how big this is. I mentioned we sponsor the NFL, and over the last, I think I've been to the last 7 NFL drafts with last year in Detroit. It was crazy, and I think we'll expect 250,000-300,000 people into the city of Green Bay. You can't just fathom how many people you'll actually see. You think it's a big situation on game day? Just wait. This is 2 games at once.
That's awesome.
Every single day. But yeah, it's a world stage for sure. The amount of fun, frankly, that comes in, and the amount of lives those young men that are getting drafted, those lives that are changing, it's quite a scene. And hopefully, everyone that can hear your show and hear my voice today gets an opportunity to come out and spend some time. It's worth the trek in.
Hey Todd, if Andy has any friends that don't have places yet, tell some guy in Madison he could get a hold of it, find a heck of a place.
Michael.
And Mike, you're listening.
We still have some, some
Simple Life Hospitality if you want to rent a really cool place around here, Andy. We got some spots for you.
Right.
Hey, I'm happy to help with hospitality. I'm happy to hand out some chips, but I can't help with hotels. If you're looking for that, you're out of luck. I get a great cell service, though.
We got a good touch for you.
Andy, do you just want to tell our listeners just a little bit about 5G? I mean, it's talked about a lot, but tell me what that enhancement is.
So 5G in general is a faster version of how we connect to the internet from a mobile perspective. There's varying different degrees. I won't geek out on how it's built, but at the end of the day, everything that we're doing right now is allowing you to connect over a signal that basically allows more bandwidth to roll through your device. You know, it's if you think back, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5Gs now. We're working on our 6th one going forward. That'll be another couple years away. But essentially, every single thing that you connect to is 5G, and it just provides you the bigger bandwidth. It's kind of like when you're going up 43 and Highway 43, and back in the day it was 2 lanes, and then maybe that was 2G, and then now it went up to 4 lanes. And then imagine that the same 43 at 100 lanes wide. That's what 5G is.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So it's quite a engineering feat, and certainly here to stay, that's for sure.
And no disrespect, I've been in marketing, Andy, when he said, how are they built? And you don't expect the marketing guy to explain exactly how that's built.
No.
You can talk the heck out of it.
I think the answer, Andy, is just dandy.
Super fast. Awesome.
Nice. Bro, great thing. Market president, of course, Andy Brady. Let me ask you one other thing. I know we just got about 2 minutes left to go. One last thing. There's got to be something personal about you with these veterans.
Yeah, you know, look, glad you asked. So father is a Vietnam veteran, brother, sister, father-in-law, grandfather. Frankly, I think everybody in my family, with the exception of me, and I look at the Vietnam veterans in particular, and I see all the stuff that they went through. They had challenging lives, my father included. And you look at all the health problems that they have. Mm-hmm. I was just at my parents' house in Atlanta over the weekend, and it's hard to see sometimes. And if we can help any of these men and women, the better off we are. We started this with the Steelers last year, and I'm responsible for managing the Steelers, the Browns, the Lions, the Bears. I had to say it, the Bears, the Colts, and the Packers. And we're going to
only give them 2G
with each team, but with the Steelers, when we started with, when you have a young man come up to you crying and hugging you, saying that this is such a burden off of his shoulders, it changes your life.
Yeah,
and this is just an idea that we had, and frankly, what this idea has turned into is about what we're going to do is give $22 million in debt relief across my market over the next 2 years. It is a substantial investment that we're making in the overall portfolio, and more importantly, it's a substantial investment that we're making into the men and women who provide us the ability to live our lives.
Andy, we're running out of time, but I had to ask that question because I could hear it in your voice. You weren't just, you know, giving a spiel about something your company's doing. It was personal. I heard it in your voice. Oh. Now I know why.
Yeah.
Andy Brady, partnership with the Packers, Verizon Market President. Can't thank you enough for what you're doing, not only for our community, but for all of our veterans. Love to have a beverage with you when you come to town.
You bet. Thank you, Andy.
See you soon, gentlemen.
You got it, buddy. Thank you so very much, and thank you for your dad's amazing service and your whole family's. Mine on the Mayor, back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here. 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh, and of course the Civic Media app worldwide, and 1100 on the AM dial. If you're down by the Lakeshore Manitowoc area, 1100 is a pretty good way to go, and 1590 is a pretty good way to go everywhere else. Right, Todd?
Yeah.
Thank you. Hey, you sound a little bit like Andy there from Verizon when Jim goes, "How are they made?" By really smart people. What a great thing, though. Andy Brady, Verizon's market president, partnership with the Packers, upgrading to, was it 5G in that area? I could never get a call out of there years ago, to be honest.
I mean, that's why I said the cheer was...
I try to call somebody, you know, like with my veterans, wouldn't go through. And then what they're doing for the veterans is magnificent. I want to talk more about that down the road. But right now, we're with Dan Vermeulen. Sleep in heavenly peace. We had you guys on like about a year ago.
Yeah, well, and then you guys were nominated for a big-time community award.
Yeah.
All wearing your shirts, which was cool. Saw you at the breakfast. And let's just back up a little bit. I don't know when you guys started. Sleep is so important, especially for youth. Well, for all of us. You build beds. And I think people...
people that otherwise wouldn't be in beds.
And I think people don't understand that, right?
Right. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
It's a pleasure to have you guys on for what you guys do.
Yeah, the word that we use is called bedlessness. And we always say it's not a real word, but it is a real problem. And it's a problem that we don't talk about a lot. Food, clothing, shelter, all that's real important. And it still is real important. But that seems to get the news media,
isn't
newspaper.
That true? Yeah.
That's what we talk about.
Let me just say one thing, and Jim can verify this. Come on out on a Sunday morning, a cold Sunday morning, okay, like maybe even this Sunday. Make a walk of about six blocks. And you see people in some of the little enclaves of apartments, okay? Or, you know, that one building I've always loved. Is it the shower? Was it old Shower and Schumacher time? Were they
behind the corner?
That alleyway in there? Mm-hmm. Every Sunday morning, you'd see somebody with an old tattered blanket sleeping on the cement.
Sure.
So, I mean, you talk about if you're taking those people from there to putting them in a hand-built bed, what a huge life changer that is.
And there's kids sleeping on the floors, too.
Absolutely. You know, we see it all the time. That's our mission. Our mission is no kid sleeps on the floor in our town.
And we serve kids ages 3 to 17 and provide them a bed if they don't have a bed of their own.
Man, how excited are they when you guys show up?
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. You know, to see the smile on the faces. And you'll see the parents sometimes and grandparents
are you guys
crying.
Like the normal parents, though? Because the kids, first thing you want to do is jump on it like a trampoline.
Oh, yeah.
And the parents yell at you. And then
we always tell the story about the kids, the monkeys that jumped on the bed and fell off and bumped their head. Everybody knows that one, you know.
And the doctor said.
But yep. So
you finding the users is not a problem.
No. Finding the kids isn't a problem. I mean, we work with a lot of agencies. A lot of school districts,
right?
Child Protective Services, Health Human Services Department, right. All the shelters in town.
But you build these beds.
We build the beds out of raw lumber. They start from 2x4s, 2x6s, and 1x4s.
Well, then, okay, just by saying that, they're sturdy.
They are
this
sturdy.
Is one of those ones you buy at some of the stores and they shake all over.
The metal
connector, right. These thin, like made out of beer can aluminum.
Right, yeah. No, these are sturdy beds, you know, made to last a long time. Bolted together with a 5-inch long leg bolt.
Wow.
You know, so it's not going anywhere. We build single beds.
This
and we build
industrial.
Bunk beds. Oh, so you build single and bunk beds.
And bunk beds, right.
And where do you build them? And how? Tell me about that process, and then we'll talk about the distribution of them. But where do you build them?
Okay. We've got a facility off of Lineville Road in Suamico on East Deerfield, the frontage road right there. And we were just blessed by a gentleman who donated a van to us last year to do our deliveries in. And now he's renting another space for us to put all of our finished product, all of our bedding in, which we've got like 700 blankets and quilts right now.
Where do you get them from?
All donated from the community.
Okay.
We've never bought any bedding since we started in 4 years.
That's awesome.
And just saves us tons and tons of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And volunteers, I mean, craftsmen like you that...
It doesn't have to be a craftsman. Anybody can do it. It's a small, little, simple job. Even John can do it, I bet you.
Oh, I don't know.
Wow! Everybody's you, John.
Because you do need people to sweep up the sawdust. You're right.
Right.
But, I actually built bunk beds one time for my daughters. And I don't think they ever used them. I don't know what happened. Maybe I didn't finish them.
That wobbly.
Something, but it just never,
Fear factor there?
I don't know. Something.
Yeah, I think so.
Something.
Yeah.
But bunk beds, I know what it was. So I got the top bunk built, okay? Go to put the mattress on, and it wasn't square, so the mattress didn't fit right. It was over, and it's like, failed.
Yeah. All of our beds are all made the same.
Are they square?
They're square.
Okay. Yeah,
they all got a safety rail on top.
That's nice, because I think a kid, it'd be a fear, right? Fall out of that, that's a fear.
I know a guy that fell out of a bunk bed in boot camp and got a serious head injury.
Right.
Well, he's 18, 19 years old, fell out of a bunk.
Well, no, that's...
Yeah.
What,
you got to have some kind of a railing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you build those. Every month do you build, or how does that work?
During the wintertime, we build every Wednesday night. We open up our warehouse. We get a lot of kids coming in, getting service hours and things
that.
You know, so it's a way for the community to get involved.
And how great is that? And also camaraderie, you know, like.
Absolutely. You know,
there's something to be haunted. I'm going to jump in, but we did an event last fall, Feeding Our Starving Children.
That was fun.
And we helped out, and there were, a lot of adults. But watching these young kids get involved with the energy they put into it, that was cool.
And they need to know they're doing paying it forward. And we have kids that do community meals, too. And we bring them there not to say, look, if you don't do good, you're going to end up here. It's like you need to do this as a good citizen, as someone who, is grateful. And that's great that you engage the youth. And some students need community service. Other students just do it because they do it.
Right. Yeah.
good kids.
Good story is last year we did an event with Young Life, which is a youth
group.
That's
a great
group.
Yeah.
And they came out.
We're going to set a break. We want you to stick around.
Okay.
Come back there. But we have some questions for you. First one is, who do we contact to help making blankets for the beds?
That's
from Patty.
Awesome.
Anybody else with questions here? Denver Mullen, Sleeping in Heavenly Peace. What a phenomenal organization. Grassroots right here, hands on. We'll be back with this. Any questions, please let us know. Back after this.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.